Events organized by women and directed at a female audience have a special purpose: to challenge the expectations that seem to go with gender and show what some determined female energy can do. Guitarist Karen Barrett and vocalist Deborah Vile have put years of energy into Wahine Week Maui, a celebration of art and culture with a message. We talked about it with Karen yesterday.
Wahine Week was actually conceived by Deborah Vial, the singer, and she actually won a contest to open up for Lilith Fair back in Dallas in 1999, and ever since then she just enjoyed the experience so much and just thought it was a great way to empower women. And so she's been wanting to do it since we moved to Maui, and we actually registered the name about 5 years ago, and it's taken about 5 years to get the courage and the and the resources to put it on.
Courage? You guys don't lack for courage, do you?
Well, not to your face, no.
That's a wonderfully honest admission, Karen. I really like that. The whole phenomenon of women's music, you know, there's the whole Olivia Records phenomenon and Lilith Fair and women making music for women is now been going on for a couple of decades in America. Very specifically,
Dennis, it's Chris Vanderkook,
what you call, I guess, a targeted audience, yeah?
Right. Our Wahine Week is about, you know, every band just at least has one girl in it. It's not about being all girl bands or anything. It's just incorporating women into it. So, you know, I also have been telling everybody this would be a great place to find your next girlfriend. I've been telling my guy friends that.
Well, you're going to have a packed house, I think.
You know, it's somehow here in the last 2 weeks, it's really gained some amazing speed, and we're just so grateful. We're full of vendors. And all our vendors that day, by the way, are women-owned businesses, and so there'll be jewelry and clothes and all kinds of neat things for sale. And anyway, we're just so excited about it.
Well, I guess my next question was going to be, why is this important? But you've kind of answered that by talking about things like promoting women-owned businesses, bands with women in them, et cetera. It is important, isn't it?
It is important. And also because we've had some strong leaders in our past, female role models, that have encouraged us, yeah, go ahead and go do that. Go do this. Because sometimes it's scary as a woman to get out there and do anything in business or music or art or to achieve anything. And so we just want to pay it back to other people and go, you can do it too. And we're also holding some gatherings where we have some people speaking about how to own a business. Like our friends Johnny and Michelle own Paia Mercantile, and they're going to tell women how they open their business. We have somebody that's going to talk about owning vacation rentals, just giving some other aspects to what you can achieve as a woman. And don't be scared. Just do it.
Do you think that that's still really something that's prevalent in society? I mean, you made a couple references to being scared.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's kind of scary to go out on your... Well, you know how it is in business. I mean, if a man stands his ground, he's a man. And if a woman stands her ground, you know, she's a B-word. And so,
all too true.
It is. So we want to tell women it's okay to go out there. You want to succeed, and you have to throw your shoulders back sometimes. But it feels very empowering at the end of the day.
So, Karen, you're a guitar player?
Yes, sir.
Did that help? You know, getting on stage, having to do all the things that performing artists have to do?
Well, it did, but I have to tell you, I started playing professionally when I was 17, and over and over again, I can't tell you how many times, hey, you're really good for a girl. I can't tell you how many times I heard that. I just cocked my head to the side and go, wow.
I've had other women musician friends tell me the same thing. It's got to be a headbanger to deal with.
Oh, it is. I don't know. It feels like when they say that, it's like they're saying, well, you shouldn't be able to play at all because you're a girl. That's what it feels like they're saying, but they're not. Everybody has a different perception, and I'm sure some people were trying to be kind when they would say those things, but it doesn't come out that way.
You know, I have so much difficulty understanding that, Karen. I'm a guitar player, and, you know, there's nothing inherently male about the act of pressing a string against the neck of a guitar. What's the deal? You know, it really is kind of strange, isn't it?
It is. It'd be like me going, well, you're pretty good for a DJ.
Well, I am. You know,
I bet you are. I want to hear you play.
What can I tell you? No, but it's. I guess what that addresses is the way people have to deal with assumptions that are made about them before they even show up, right?
Ex- Exactly. And then when people have assumptions like that, you better bring your A game, huh?
Well, and I think that's, and maybe you just hit on the solution. It's like, in the face of that, it kind of makes you better. It's not terribly pleasant, but it, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. I would be so embarrassed to hit a stage and not know my parts or not know what I'm playing. So, yeah, it kind of did make me practice probably three times as much.
Do you get the feeling that if you did get on stage and were kind of terrible, that it would be people saying, well, you know, what do you expect, right?
Right.
Girl guitar player, fewer expectations. But it seems a shame that we're still dealing with that, but there's not much getting around it at this point.
No, but you just, you know, don't react in a negative way to it and push forward. So that's what you do.
It's kind of setting an example based on examples that were set for you, I would think.
Right. I like that. I think you're correct.
Did you have your share of those growing up? Good examples to emulate?
Yeah, I did. I had a really amazing opportunity when I think I was 17 or 18, and I was living in Lubbock, Texas, and Lita Ford came through town. She was touring her Out for Blood record, and we got to open up for her. So here I am, like, I think I was 18 years old, really not even supposed to be in a club, but the band I was in, we opened up for her, so then I got to sit there and watch her play. And that was the first real girl guitar player that's like a super ripper that I saw, and I was just wrecked. I was like, talk about practicing. I think I went home depressed for about a week and thought, okay, I better start really learning my scales, and because she was fabulous.
But that's how it works, isn't it, Karen?
Yeah, it's inspiration. And it's funny, sometimes you get inspiration out of something that's not even musical that you can bring into your musical arena.
Karen Barrett is one of the organizers as well as one of the performers in Wahine Week Maui, which begins this Friday and ends July 1st. There's a music festival Saturday that includes the Deborah Vial Band with special guest drummer Kenny Aronoff. And you can find out more on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.